It didn't register to me because I was too focused on the fact that he'd even done it to begin with, let alone on television, let alone 3 minutes after he told me he loved me. I hissed a second before stepping out of our finishing poses to go into a bow. What is wrong with you? He didn't let my tone stop him from flashing me that slow, slick grin as he got into place at my side.
You?
Bitch. I whispered just as I bowed. I'd never liked curtsies. They felt too fake.
Loser.
Why would you do that? I was barely able to get the sentence out as we turned to the other side of the arena to do the same. His hand slipped into mine, linking our fingers together as we bowed in that direction next.
Because I wanted to, meatball.
He squeezed my hand as we stood straight up and waved to the people throwing stuffed animals and flowers out onto the ice. I'd never seen so many for me before. Never.
Smile. We did it.
He was still breathing hard. I smiled, but because I wanted to.
Stop looking at me like you want to kill me. We can talk about this later. Don't be awkward.
He pulled my hand once we were standing straight up again.
We both know you love me.
I wanted to deny it. I really did. Mostly because I hated the fact that he sounded so smug. But we both knew I'd be lying. Maybe I'd never said the words, but he knew. Like he'd known about my learning disability but never said anything. Like he knew chocolate was my weakness and fed it to me when I needed it most. It was my turn to pull at his hand as I tried to lead him off the ice, whispering angrily, "Don't sound so smug about it."
Too bad.
Squirt. Jasmine, you were amazing. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. You looked like a queen out there. You flew. You were a totally different skater. Oh my god. I cried. I wish I could have been there. I'm going to nationals. Aaron can stay with the kids. I'm not missing it. Freshly showered and still on a high even 4 hours later, I sat there on my bed and looked over the messages my sister had sent. I couldn't help but smile. Hitting the icon to call her, I leaned back and lay on the bed as I listened to the dial tone. On the third ring, my sister answered, "Jasmine, you are the best I've ever seen." "Thanks, Rubes," I replied, feeling awkward saying thank you, but what else could I say? Aaron and I were losing our minds. Even Benny was watching it and asked if that was Aunt Jazzy on the TV. She went on, "I'm so proud of you, Jazz. I'm so freaking proud of you. I don't know what you did, but I've never seen you skate like that. I'm tearing up right now thinking about it." Now that had me holding back a groan. "Don't cry." "I'm so happy, though," she squeaked, genuinely sounding like she was on the verge of tears. "Me too," I told her, staring up at the ceiling with a smile on my face. "I don't think I've ever been so happy to be in second place after the short program." Because Ivan and I had gotten second place. And it was only second by less than a point. That was nothing. Nothing, because our long program was our strongest. At least I thought it was. Going with dark movies as our theme had been the best thing we could have done, while most of the other pairs skaters performed to love songs and shit like that. Paul and I had done that back in the day, but I guess it wasn't believable because I was a shit liar and there had definitely been no love. And in the long run, no respect. In our relationship. So Ivan and I were more than likely going to surprise the shit out of everyone when we did our exhibition skate to A Whole New World from the Aladdin soundtrack because why not? It was weird how things like that worked out. "Well, you looked beautiful, and so did Ivan, and I couldn't be any happier," she choked. "Stop crying," I told her with a laugh. "I can't. I already watched your program 5 times in a row. We recorded it. Even Aaron's dad called to tell me you were the best one out there." How the hell did Aaron's dad know to watch? I didn't ask, but I did wonder. "Did you get to see the family after?" she asked, going right on into another subject. And then I did wince, to myself. "Yeah, we ate at the resort we're staying at." All of us had. All of us. Ruby hesitated and asked the question I knew she had to be wondering about. She had to have known our dad had come. "How did it go with Dad?" she asked, and I could hear the tension in her tone. I closed my eyes and blew out a breath. Fine. Fine, you didn't fight with him, but you wanted to, or fine as in you hugged and everything was okay? Shit. Fine as in... We gave each other a hug, and he sat all the way on the other end of the table and didn't say anything to me. And I'd been fine with it. I really had. Relieved, honestly. I'd been so excited about the scores, I hadn't wanted him to ruin it. And didn't that suck fucking ass that I expected my dad to ruin something I'd worked so hard for? Oh, Jazz. Ruby sighed softly. It was fine. I don't want to argue with you, okay? Oh, God, here we went. Dad loves you. He wants the best for you. I said nothing. He's old-fashioned. Is that what we were going to call it? You should forgive him. He's trying. He knows he messed up, but none of us are perfect. Ruby kept going, only slightly making me feel guilty. And I mean slightly, because how many times had I done something to even Ruby to make her hesitate around me? But, I know that, Rubes. I get it. But do you know how hard it is to listen to him talk about figure skating like it's some rec sport I do just for fun on the weekends? Do you know what it's like for him to, what's that word, belittle my dreams? To hear him say I'm better off doing something I hate? I asked her, not getting at all riled up, not feeling anything, honestly. I could hear her breathing on the other line. Then she said, yeah, Jazz, I do know. I know exactly what that's like. And I understand. I know it's not fun. My body went instantly on high alert. Who did that to you? Mom? Dad? Both of them? I tried to think, but couldn't come up with any memory of that. When? After I graduated high school. You were too young to care or remember, but it happened. What the hell? I wanted to go to school for costume design, and both of them, Mom included, pretty much said how pointless that would be. For 3 months, they were on my case about going to school for something I could have as a backup. As a real job, she kept going, not sounding insulted or anything, but more resigned. And that made me sad, because as far as I could remember, Ruby had loved designing and making costumes. Always. It was her passion in life. Her version of me figure skating. I couldn't see her doing anything else. And I'd always wondered why she'd studied accounting, gotten a degree, and then never did anything with it. But I'm not you, she said, still in that resigned voice. Mom didn't believe in my dream like she did in yours. Rubes, I started, suddenly feeling terrible, because how the hell must that have been? Her seeing my mom supporting the shit out of me, while telling her she couldn't do what she loved? I'd had no idea. No clue. It's okay, Jazz. It worked out for the best. I'm only telling you because I want you to know that Mom and Dad aren't perfect, that you aren't the only one that's been told your dreams are pointless. But the difference is that you never let anybody talk you out of it. You didn't let anyone make you do something you didn't want to do. And I wish I could have done the same. Ruby finished. I was stunned, honestly, surprised out of my mind, because that was a load of shit. The only reason I even studied accounting was because I wanted to make them happy. Mom was even trying to talk me into taking a job where she works up until a few years ago. Anyway, all I'm trying to tell you is to be open-minded, to forgive him. You don't have to do it today or tomorrow, but give him a chance. I don't think he ever knew what to do with you when you were little. You were so opinionated, and I think you reminded him too much of Mom, but I don't know. Huh, was the only thing I managed to get out as I thought her words over. Had I been that much of a shit as a kid that he didn't know what to do with me? I had a faint memory of telling him that I hated him, kicking him in the shin, crying, not wanting to go spend time with him when he'd come to visit. But I'd had to have been really small, maybe 4, maybe 5 at the most, right after he'd left. Huh. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to ruin your high. So, Tell me about that cute kiss Ivan gave you. When are you two going to get married, win all the awards ever, and have kids that are prodigies at every sport they ever play? I choked. What the fuck are you talking about, Rubes? Are you drinking while you're expecting my next niece? Ruby laughed. No, I would never do that. It seems like it just now. No, I'm asking you a serious question. You two are so perfect for each other, it gave me a toothache. No lie. Ask Aaron. I rolled my eyes and shook my head at the ceiling, thinking again, finally, about the words Ivan had said to me while we'd been on the ice. I love you. He loved me. And he knew I loved him back. And we hadn't talked about it since we'd gotten off the ice to get hugs and pats on the back from Coach Lee. I'd spotted Galina in the stands as we'd made our way to wait for our scores and had nodded at her, getting a nod in return, which from her was basically an I love you. Everything after that had been a crazy mess of changing, interviews, and rushing out to have a late dinner because we'd all been starving. Ivan hadn't even walked me back to my hotel room. He'd been too busy in the lobby talking to another pair skater that he seemed to be friendly with from Canada. So, darn it, Jesse is crying. I need to go. Good luck tomorrow. But I know you won't need it. Love you. Love you too, I said into the phone. Bye. You were amazing, my sister called out before hanging up on me without giving me a chance to say bye in return. I'd barely dropped my phone on my bed when a knock came from my door. Who is it? I called out, sitting up on the edge.
Who else would it be?
I rolled my eyes and got to my feet, heading to the door so I could undo the bolt and the lock. I took my time opening it to find Ivan standing there, his eyebrows up, still dressed in the clothes we'd gone to eat dinner in, a charcoal gray button-up shirt, black dress pants that he'd confirmed were tailored just for him because his glutes and quads were too big in comparison to his narrow waist, and those black fancy lace-up boots I'd seen him wear a few times by that point.
You want to let me in?
I shook my head and got a smile as I stepped aside, watching him as he came in and immediately went to sit on the edge of my bed, bending over to mess around with the laces of his shoes. I locked the door again and went to take a seat beside him, taking him in as he towed off one boot and then the other with a sigh.
I'm exhausted.
He stretched his legs out. Me too. I took in his black and purple striped socks. I just got off the phone with Ruby, and I was deciding if I was tired enough to go to sleep or not. I can't seem to wind down yet. Cocking his chin, he turned to give me a smile right before slipping an arm over my shoulders, pulling me to his side.
How'd that go?
Fine. She said that was the best she's ever seen me skate. Then she gave me a lecture on my dad, but it was fine. I wasn't in the mood to go over those details again. Ivan nodded like he understood.
That was the best you've ever skated, though. I've already had at least 20 people come up to me and tell me how good you were. It didn't make me jealous, don't worry.
I wasn't. He pulled me in even tighter to his side, his hand going to my upper arm and rubbing up and down there.
You were amazing, Meatball. You really were. But don't expect me to admit that to you again anytime soon.
I pressed my head into his shoulder and smiled, glad he couldn't see it. You were pretty fucking amazing, too.
I know, but I'm old news. Everyone is used to it.
You conceited shit.
It's the truth.
How the hell could I have fallen in love with this arrogant ass? Of all the billions and billions of people on the planet, this was who I fell in love with? This guy?
But now everyone wants a piece of the jasmine pie, and I've got to tell them all to turn around and walk away.
This reminded me again about the one topic we hadn't talked about in months, the one I had purposely ignored. But, Ivan, I started to say, knowing the last thing I wanted to do was ruin this moment, but also wanting an answer, wanting to know just what the hell was going to happen so I could plan, even if everything hanging in the balance wasn't for months away. But I didn't want to run from this anymore. I wasn't going to be a pussy.
Hmm.
He was still rubbing my arm up and down. I held my breath and got my words together before spilling them out. Whenever you and Coach Lee get around to finding me another partner, his hand stopped moving, and I felt him turn his upper body to look down at me.
What?
It made me a coward for sure, but I kept my head on his shoulder, even knowing he had his total attention on me. When worlds are over and you try to find me someone else to-
Jasmine.
Now that tone had me glancing up at him to give him a crazy look, and the expression I faced was another version of crazy. What?
You think I'm going to find you another partner?
Well, yeah, that was the deal, wasn't it? One eyebrow went up, so I made mine go up too.
I'm not going to find you another partner.
His face and voice both told me he was insulted, but I didn't get why.
Why the hell would I do that?
Because that was the deal? Because you were the one that said like 100 times that we were only pairing up for a year? I almost added, dumbass, but managed not to. He blinked. Both of his eyebrows went up. Then he blinked some more.
You're not dumb, so I know that's not the problem. But let's think about this, genius. Tell me if I'm wrong at any point.
I narrowed my eyes at him.
You're the best partner I've ever had. There's no comparison, am I right?
I nodded because, yeah, I fucking was.
You're my best friend.
He'd never called me that before, but I nodded at that too.
You're my sister's friend.
I lifted a shoulder because he was right.
If I had to choose anyone to help me bury a body, eat dinner with, or watch television with, it would be you, every time, for everything.
My heart squeezed.
I made up Mindy taking the season off when really our agreement had ended and I hadn't planned on going back to skate with her. Because even though you drove me crazy, I wanted to skate with you.
What? Just what?
My family loves you.
I didn't know anything. I looked at him, watching as he tipped his head closer to mine.
And I love you.
He'd said it again.
I love you so much I spend all day with you, and it still isn't enough for me.
I stopped breathing.
I love you so much, if I can't skate with you, I don't want to skate with anyone else.
Holy fuck.
I love you so fucking much, Jasmine, that if I broke my ankle during a program, I would get up and finish it for you, to get you what you've always wanted.
It was love. All I could feel was love. I was going to cry. I was going to fucking cry. Right then.
You mean so much to me that that's why whatever happens doesn't really matter to me. Not like it used to. Not like it ever will again.
He pressed his forehead against mine, his eyes intense and heartbreaking.
You're not ever going to be anyone else's partner. Not while I'm alive, Meatball. I will drag your stubborn, beautiful ass kicking and screaming back to me because nobody else will ever be good enough for you.
I blinked. I blinked so fast I knew I was about 2.5 seconds away from losing my shit. And then Ivan ended me. He ended every worry I'd ever had about there being someone after him. He did it right there with the tip of his nose touching my own and his forehead against mine.
Because I'm okay with you having 10 other people be your favorite, but you're always going to be my favorite person. Always. No matter what.
I blinked so fast, I couldn't help but let my eyes fill up with tears. I'm not good. His smile was so gentle, so sweet, it took half my soul with it.
I know.
He wrapped his arms around me and hugged me, the bottom of his chin going to the top of my head. And he hugged me, and then hugged me for even longer, even as tears slipped out of my eyes and wet his shirt. And while I was leaning almost all of my weight against him, he lowered us onto our sides and kept on holding me, pulling me so I was halfway on top of him, my head on his chest, one of my hands gripping his ribs, a leg over his own. We stayed like that until the tears stopped leaking out of my eyes, and I could take deep breaths again. He brushed his hand down my hair, almost absently. I had thought earlier that night had been one of the best moments of my life. But this was. This was. And I loved Ivan so much, I didn't think it was possible to love him anymore. Everything he had said to me, I felt the exact same way about. Except I would have skated with someone else if he'd truly wanted to go back to his old partner. But I would have done it as a tribute to him, for all the ways he had changed me and my life. I wanted to give him all the shit, and all the shit I couldn't forever and always, because he'd given me everything. Neither one of us said anything for a long, long time as we lay there. Not when his hands made longer strokes along my hair. Not when his hand drifted to my shoulder and gave it a squeeze. Or when his palm moved down my arm. Gentle, gentle, gentle. His fingertips almost tickling me as he touched the thigh I had over him. I wouldn't have moved away for all the money in the whole world. Not for all the awards and all the medals either. Not for fucking anything. What Ivan did was move his fingertips across my thigh and then to my knee. It took everything in me not to react as all but one of his fingertips disappeared, and that one sole lonely pad began making circles over my kneecap, so light, so soft, it felt like a feather. I stayed right there. His fingertip made wider and wider circles, dipping down to the sensitive skin at the crease behind my knee, before making its way back upward again to my quads, making that track-like pattern one more time. Then that fingertip made a trail down my bare shin and calf, making a circle around the muscle I used and overused. Then he made another one. I'd never been happier that, from the moment Mom had given me permission to shave, right after I'd hit puberty and hair had grown in everywhere, that she'd stressed how important it was to do it every day. And moisturize. Because if you asked my mom, moisturizing was one of the most important parts of the day, just like brushing your teeth or wiping your ass after using the bathroom. I was so damn thankful I'd shaved after coming back to my room following dinner. One fingertip turned into four, then the length of four fingers, then an entire palm, all covering my calf, then my shin, up and down.
How's your skin so smooth?
His question was low, almost distracted if I hadn't known any better. Coconut oil? I hitched my leg up higher so that it was closer to him.
Coconut oil?
He spread his fingers wide to wrap around the entire width of my lower leg. Uh-huh. I swallowed hard at the feel of his warm skin on mine. If he noticed me moving it closer to him, he didn't comment on it.
You know, Jasmine, these things are so strong.
Things?
Legs. Legs. They're all muscle. I didn't think.
His palm swept up over my knee to land on the top of my thigh.
They would be so soft.
You know how many bruises I get? How many cuts and scars? It helps heal. I swallowed. Gulped. Ivan dragged his hand higher up my thigh, so high the fingers snuck beneath the hem of my shorts, his hand practically spanning the length of my entire thigh. It wasn't like I had long legs or anything, and I was grateful, because he could touch more, touch everything, and I wanted him to.
Jesus.
He moved his hand around, fingertips so deep into my sleep shorts, the tips touched the very top of my ass. He made a little line over the skin there, grazing my crack, and I couldn't help but flex everything from my ankle up.
Are you not wearing any underwear?
I didn't know what it was that had me tipping my head up, my nose touching his throat. I'm wearing some. He hummed, walking his fingers another inch higher into my shorts. God, I'd never been ungrateful for the fact he had such big hands, and I especially wasn't cursing it right then, because his fingers kept moving. But instead of going back in the direction of my back, they moved to the side, then back again, lower, reaching another crease, then again to the side. And I sucked in a breath as those fingers found my underwear. specifically the strip of my underwear that went right up between my ass cheeks. It was then, as his fingers made contact with my thong, that he slung another arm around my lower back, and with a strength I was totally aware of, that I knew so well, he pulled me over his lap so that I was straddling him. The arm around my back crushed my lower body against his. And I felt it. All long and thick and hard. Jesus. Ivan? He cut me off with his mouth then. Those pink lips sealed over mine, slanted, wet, taking mine completely and totally. His tongue darted against mine, needy, thirsty. He pressed our mouths together like they were meant to be like that. His fingers trailed up the sliver of fabric between my ass cheeks, touching over places on my body that I was shy with, that anybody would be shy with. Most anybody. Those fingertips went up, up, grazing over the triangle at the top of my thong. I slanted my mouth to the side, touching my tongue against his as he pulled at the triangle and let it go, letting it snap against my skin with a hoarse groan that I felt everywhere.
Only you would wear this fucking underwear under these shorts.
He grabbed a handful of ass cheek and squeezed it almost hard enough to hurt. Almost. I moved my mouth just enough so that I could aim it toward his neck, biting it instantly. And Ivan, fucking Ivan, groaned, tipping his head back to give me more room. So I opened my mouth wider and took more of his neck into my mouth, the skin soft and just a little salty, and smelling like that clean, expensive cologne I knew he wore on a daily basis.
Jesus, Jess.
My teeth turned into my tongue and lips, sucking on his skin a lot harder than I knew I should. The hips beneath mine rolled, curled, and fucking humped into mine, and they did it twice more when I sucked on the skin even harder, dragging my tongue across his throat. You taste so damn good, I moaned, sucking on him harder. He let out a wild groan, his hips moving beneath mine, his arms restless, wrapping low around my back, bringing our fronts together, tight, flush. My breasts smashed against the hard surface of his chest.
Damn.
His chin still tilted up, still giving me access to that beautiful long throat as his lower body moved, gaining friction between the material of his pants, the anaconda I couldn't wrap my head around under them, and the thin, stretchy material covering the part of me that wanted him to fill it, like I needed painkillers on a regular basis. A new curse straight out of that wonderful mouth lit up my spine, my fingertips, my knees, and everything in between. The trail of curse words had me pulling back, sitting my ass against his thighs, right by his knees, settling all my weight there while I sat up straight, and with a talent that would have impressed the best stripper in Vegas, I yanked my shirt over my head, leaving me in one of those lacy bras with no underwires that were one of the only good things about being either the smallest B-cup in the world or the largest A-cup. Ivan groaned. He groaned. Leaning back against the bed, he let out a noise that I'd never heard before, the arms around my waist loosening until his palms were curled around my ribs, my waist, his thumbs parallel to my belly button. They went up, going over each ridge of every rib, taking his time, until the webbing between his index fingers and thumbs were set beneath the slight curves at the bottom of my breasts.
Damn. Jasmine.
Leaning forward. Quick, quick, quick. He lowered his head. I knew what he was doing before he did it. I could have moved, if I was insane. So I let him. I let him lean in my direction and suck a nipple and almost all of my breast into his mouth, bra and all. And then it was me grinding against him. I moved, dragged, and humped against him, letting his hard dick drag across my clit. One of those big hands slid down my ribcage to my hip and around my ass again. Palming it, he squeezed the cheek, cupping most of it, then letting the pressure go and just holding it instead, lightly, more of a caress than anything else. His moan was low, and I had to drag my mouth to his lips to take the top one between mine. The one hand under my breast moved, and Ivan pulled the material covering it down, jerking it low, exposing it. Me. I sucked in a breath, remembering. Remembering.
Beautiful. So fucking beautiful.
His lips hovered over my chest. You used to...
Shut up.
He latched onto my nipple again, bare that time. I let out a cry, a moan. All I could do was arch into his mouth, wanting him to never let go, to never move, to do that forever. And he did. Pulling down the other cup, he took that nipple into his mouth too. The hand on my ass cupped all of it, trying to mold it with his fingers, but...
This fucking ass. I've been dreaming of this ass for so long. Perfect. Perfect.
What I hadn't gotten uptown, I'd gotten downtown. Exercise on top of it had molded it into something I was pretty proud of. Maybe I wasn't beautiful. Maybe I wasn't sexy. I got enough shit about it every time I got online. But this fucking body, I had busted my ass for, and I wasn't ashamed of it. Not even my unremarkable chest. But at least it was small and tight, and gravity hadn't gotten to it yet. Ivan moved his face so that his cheek rested against the top of my breast, and he rubbed his cheek over the skin, then moved his face so that his opposite cheek rested above the other one. He nuzzled. He scraped that bristly cheek from one side of my chest to the other, down the center and under it, his nose brushing against the lace still over me and around the curve of my breast. His hands guided me backward a little, but held me up so I was arched in midair. Then that cheek went across the center of my stomach, his lips brushing my belly button, his hair grazing my nipples. Each of them, over and over again with each of his movements over my skin. His tongue darted out and dipped into my belly button. And all I could do was give him more, 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 please, please, Ivan.
Shh.
He dragged his lips straight up my sternum as he sat me back down on his lap, his mouth still moving until it reached the notch at my throat. Those long fingers that knew me so well made their way to the middle of my back and then up, pulling my bra along with it. I kissed him, and he kissed me back. My hands went to his shoulders and gripped them hard. We moved against each other, his hands going down, pulling my shorts and underwear down my hips until I had to get up to jerk them the rest of the way down and off my ankles. It wasn't until then that I realized I was naked, standing in front of him, totally, completely naked. But when I glanced up at his face, those cool blue-gray eyes were slits, and his cheeks were pink, and he looked. Ivan sat up and undid the buttons on his shirt, shrugging it off with jerky and unsure movements, like he wasn't used to getting undressed so fast. And then he was up, a foot away from me, and did a move that was familiar. He undid his belt, and then jerked his pants and boxer briefs down to his knees and kicked them off. And, God damn. Mother of God. Holy shit. Jesus H. Christ. I'd seen Ivan with clothes on before. Not just for a second, but for minutes. Hours. I'd seen him. But nothing could have prepared me for the sight of Ivan naked, the way he was without a sock. He was hard. Hard everywhere. From the tendons at his throat, to the pectoral muscles that were pretty much rocks, to his 8-pack abs, and those thighs that could have had a song written about them. But it was the hard, long, fat thing pointing at me that had stopped my breathing. How the hell was it possible for someone to be that damn perfect? Why? What kind of bullshit was this that someone so long and lean had that monster between his legs? I hate you.
You love me.
I didn't look at his face. I wouldn't. But what I did look at was his hand rising, curling around the shaft, trying to point toward his belly button, bobbing. He moved his hand down to the root, flanked by thick, curly black hair, and then up, toward the big, pink and purple mushroom tip that was so wet it dripped. I'm on birth control, and I'm not ovulating for another week. It was only because he tipped his chin down that I knew he heard me. but he was so busy just looking at me, I would have thought he hadn't. But he had. Because in a movement so easy and effortless, he took a step forward toward me and wrapped his hands around my upper thighs, hauling me up. My body went high. My thighs instinctively went around his waist, his hands clutching me perfectly. I licked my hand, reached between us, and wrapped my fingers around the cock that made my mouth water. And I moved my hand up and down, taking in the smooth skin and what might have been the hardest muscle in his whole body. Then I pointed that pink-purple head right between my legs, and in that way that we read each other's minds, he lowered me down. Down, down, inch after 3 inches, 5 inches, slowly, until I was seated on him, completely, stuffed, full. I'd never tell Ivan, but it hurt, at first. I sucked in a breath, and so did he, following it with a groan. Then I followed it with a sound I wouldn't call a whimper, but someone else might. Those big hands slowly moved my body up and down on him, an inch, then down, two, then back down to the root, over and over again, until it wasn't a fight, but a glide.
Jesus Christ.
His whole body tight, strained, shoulders and biceps that could do this movement 100 times when it wasn't sexual, tight and shaking. He was trembling. His breathing, the breathing of an athlete, was ragged. His hands moved, and he slipped a forearm under my ass while the other one went around the middle of my back and guided me up and down, my nipples brushing against his chest.
I love you, Jasmine. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And all I could do was close my eyes and wrap my arms around his neck and hold on for dear life, the words there, between us. My mouth found his, and we kissed as he kept moving me up and down, taking more, taking less, taking it all. Love you. I was shaking on his dick as the hint of an orgasm tingled along my lower stomach. He smiled, more than smiled. He lit up, and his hips powered up into me, gripping me tighter, closer. His hand went between us and circled my clit. It didn't take more than a few circles of his thumb, our bodies covered in sweat, before I came. I cried into his shoulder, coming around him, clinging onto him for dear fucking life. His moans were so husky and rough, I almost couldn't hear his choked groan as he came moments later. He pulsed inside of me, gasping. I clung to him, and he held me tight to him. We were both covered in sweat, out of breath and trying not to be, but failing miserably. I gasped, and then I gasped again, shaking some more.
God help me.
I trembled. I panted. I could have been dying, but it would have been worth every second. Holding me, Ivan walked us toward the bed and slowly lowered me onto it. His body came over mine, covering me. With his arms straight, legs bracketing mine, his smile was lopsided as he panted.
Practice makes perfect, Jazz.
Fuck. I tried breathing out of my nose as I raised my eyebrows at him, his dick resting against my thigh, still half hard. That wasn't already perfect?
It was, but I want to practice anyway.
I couldn't help but laugh, loud, so loud it kind of freaked me out. But what didn't freak me out was the giant smile that Ivan gave me from above.
Over and over again.
Who says I want to do it again? His hand went over the side of my head, his fingers brushing my temple.
You came all over me. We do everything good together, you know that.
I did know that, but he didn't need to.
We're the best team. We do what we have to do to be the best.
He lowered his weight to really cover me. His thighs were spread wide on top of mine, the tops of his feet touching the inside of my calves, his forearms on either side of my face. And this will help our skating? He kissed my cheek, and then the other one.
It's not going to hurt it.
I laughed again and curled up to plant a kiss on his chin that made him blink slowly.
I love the way you smile. I want to tell you to do it more often, but I don't.
I took in every inch of that flawless face. Why? He didn't even have his eyes open as he responded.
Because you don't give it to everyone.
His cheek rested against mine, and that sweaty chest did the same.
And I don't plan on sharing you.
Chapter 24. 1 minute. Shaking my shoulders out, I took a deep breath in, let it out, and then did it all over again. It was easy to zone out the audience cheering for the pair on the ice, who had literally just finished seconds ago. It was even easier to ignore the flowers and stuffed animals raining down from the crowd. I was strong. I was smart. I could do anything. I wasn't weak or unprepared. The world wouldn't end if I blew it. I could do this. I was always going to be able to do this. Maybe I hadn't exactly been born for it, but I'd made it mine. I had taken it for my own, and it would always be mine. 4 minutes and some seconds to show off a lifetime of hard work. No big deal. It's time. Coach Lee's voice spoke almost directly into my ear, her hand coming to land lightly on my shoulder. I nodded, shooting her a look out of the corner of my eye before she let go and took a step to the side, to do the same to Ivan, who was standing a foot away, shaking out his hands and thighs. I noticed him glancing at her, the same way I had, nodding, the same as me too, and then he glanced over his shoulder at me. Those bright blue-gray eyes landed directly into mine, and we didn't need to nod or do anything. We just smiled at each other. Our own little secret. Our own thing. We'd woken up this morning in my room, with me drooling on his hand and his leg thrown over one of mine, and it had been the best morning of both of our lives. He'd told me so, and I'd just known. Then he'd pinched the shit out of my ass cheek, and it was like it was supposed to be between us. Perfect. We were going to do this. We had this. The smile that crept over his lips and cheek muscles was lazy, almost filthy. A fucking promise of what was for sure going to happen tonight, regardless of anything else. It was his trustful smile, the one he shared with me. It was mine. And it zinged its way up my spine, this warm, comforting thing that told me he was as confident as I was, that we had this, but we had this together. So I couldn't help but smile right back at him, wider than before. It wasn't anything big, but it was his, and only his. And he knew it was, because his smile grew even wider. I rolled my eyes as I looked away and stepped toward the ice, my heartbeat nice and even, my head calm and controlled. At the wall, I stood to the left to let the last skater off the ice and looked up. I'd already clocked my family when we'd first gotten to the tunnel, and they were still there, each and every one of them holding up a sign, even my dad. That's my sister. Go, Jasmine. Jasmine! We love you, Jasmine. Jasmine Santos forever. Get it, girl. You're amazing, Jasmine. But it was the never give up, Jasmine, that had me squinting, because it was my dad holding it. He wasn't jumping up and down like the rest of them, but he was smiling. He wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't bored. But he was there, and that was more than I could have wanted or expected. And it was what I needed. Another little piece of glue to my mind and my heart. I let myself think for a second about the card I'd read that morning, lying in bed beside Ivan. The card from the nice girl at the LC. Good luck, Jasmine. You're going to do great. Thanks for being so cool. I hope one day I can be like you. Love, Patty. And I knew I could do this. Once, when I'd been maybe 15 or 16, Galena had told me that to win, I would have to be prepared to fail. Have to be okay with the idea of failing. And I'd never completely understood what she meant by that then, because who the hell wanted to lose? I got her message now, and it had only taken me a decade to. I took a step onto the ice and glided off just a couple feet away to give Ivan room to do the same. He followed after me, stopping just 2 feet away from me as the announcer called out our names. That was when I looked over my shoulder at the man in the brown and gold costume that my sister had created and found him already looking at me with a smirk aimed right at me. He looked happy. And for the first time, I felt happy as I stood there. Not nervous, not overwhelmed. I just felt happy. Ready. So I smirked back at him. We both seemed to let out a breath of air at the same time. Just like that, Ivan extended his hand out at his side toward me. He watched my face as I gave him my own hand, draping my palm over his, both of us curling our fingers around the other's. He mouthed,
"I love you."
And I winked at him. Then we skated toward the center of the ice, hand in hand, stopping in the spot we needed. Ivan got into position at the same time I did, both of us never looking anywhere else. If the crowd went quiet, I had no idea, because I was zoning them out just as Ivan's face came to pause an inch away from mine. He whispered, his breath against my cheek,
"You suck."
I just barely held back a smile. "You suck even more." A second, a split fucking second before the music started, he whispered,
"Let's do it."
And we did. Epilogue.
Look at the height on that. I haven't seen a twist like that since the 2018 Lukov team, the announcer on the television claimed.
Ivan and I both snorted at the same time. I did need to look at him to know he was rolling his eyes. Because I was, too.
That was clearly at least half a foot shorter than ours used to be.
I snorted again, keeping my eyes glued to the television.
I was thinking more like a whole foot.
My mom, who loved coming over so much she was on steady allergy medication, agreed from her spot on the other side of the couch.
Mark needs to retire from being a commentator. I've thought he's needed glasses for at least the last 3 seasons. Easy.
JoJo claimed from where he was lying on the floor, his head propped up on one hand, while the other one held a bottle to Elena's mouth.
Jonathan, that's not nice,
James said to him. I didn't need to look to know he was shaking his head. All of our eyes were on the television as the Canadian team on the screen moved around the ice effortlessly, their movements a perfectly measured amount of strength, grace, and beauty. I wasn't hating on them. They were good. But not as good as we used to be.
That was amazing,
the commentator on the screen cooed in excitement. Now he's just throwing words out to hear his own voice. The man beside me made a noise that had me glancing at him out of the corner of my eye. He had his head cocked to look at me. A smirk I knew like the back of my hand pasted on that mouth, that it stayed just as annoying and wonderful as it had been even over the years.
Your spins were cleaner and faster than hers are.
I nodded, still looking at him, ignoring the huge television mounted to the wall, showing the 2026 Olympics. You made it look more effortless, too, and clearly you're stronger than he is. He snorted and leaned closer to whisper into my ear.
Clearly, your butt still looks better than hers.
I snickered, and he smiled. We were already plastered at our sides, perfectly lined up from hip to thigh. His arm was pressed to mine. Ivan slipped it out and raised it, throwing it over my shoulder and hugging me to him even more than he already had. I lifted my legs and draped them over his lap, earning me a kiss on the cheek, before we both faced the screen again just in time for the announcer to whisper,
"Incredible."
There were so many groans in the room, I couldn't count them. I wouldn't use the word amazing, but...
I bet you two could still win if you competed,
JoJo muttered. I nodded, watching as the couple did a death spiral that I bet Ivan and I could still do faster. It wasn't like we trained anymore, but a lot of mornings, before the rink was filled with young, hopeful figure skaters, he'd take my hand, and we'd go through reversed versions of our old programs. We'd laugh through half of it, replacing triples with doubles most days. But every once in a while, we'd catch each other's eye and know we were thinking the same thing, and we'd do a triple toe or a triple toe loop. Rarely,
On really, really good days, we'd do a triple Lutz, just to know we could still do it. And then the kids would show up, and we'd get to work. Coaching. Ivan had several boys, and I had a few girls. We had talked about coaching a pairs team, but only if and when we found the right team. We just hadn't yet. It had been 4 years since we had retired, and it still didn't feel like enough time had passed. 4 years since Ivan had a surgery to fuse his spine, a surgery that had been so dangerous I had thrown up twice in the waiting room. 4 years since the doctor had said it would be reckless for him to continue to skate pairs. And 4 years since Ivan had looked at me and said,
"Find another partner. You don't have to retire because I am."
What a fucking idiot. Some shit never changed. Like there was anyone else I would ever want to partner with. It had been 5 years since we had won our last and third world championship. 8 years since we'd won our second world championship. 8 years since we'd won 2 gold medals, one in pairs and another in the team skate, making Ivan the most decorated U.S. figure skater in history. 9 years since we'd won our first world championship and the first of 3 national championships. Most importantly, it had been 9 years since we'd gotten married. 9 years and 3 months from the moment he had said, panting and red-faced, out on the ice at the end of our long program while the crowd went fucking nuts,
"I think you should marry me, Meatball."
I'd only made him ask 3 times. And when we got married in the same non-denominational church that JoJo had married James, it had been the greatest moment of my entire life. And then Danny, Tati, and Elena had happened. "Daddy?" a little voice said from the floor. "That double axel was sloppy, right?"
"Very sloppy."
"You tell me if I'm sloppy, right?" I glanced at Ivan and raised my eyebrows, watching as he made a face at me because we both knew the truth. Him telling his little baby she did something wrong? Get real.
"I'll tell you if you're sloppy."
A 7-year-old voice came up from the direction of the floor, too.
"You were yesterday."
"No, I wasn't," the 6-year-old shouted, sitting up so I could see her dark head for the first time since we'd all, 3 dogs and 2 pigs included, taken over the living room to watch the short program part of the night.
"Yeah, you were," Danny claimed, still out of view. "I watched you."
And either like she wanted to join in, or if she was going to eventually be the mediator between her brother and sister, Elena gave a cry from where she was lying with my brother. And just like that, the argument ended. There was a long, drawn-out sigh, and then another long, drawn-out sigh, and then the 6-year-old laid back down beside her older brother. The silence lasted maybe 10 seconds before I heard them start bickering back and forth with each other. God, they were nightmares. They were exactly the kind of argumentative, bossy, stubborn, strong-willed kids that I used to think were adorable when they were really a pain in the ass. But I loved them so much. They were worth the 2 seasons that Ivan and I had taken off to have them. Danny would never know he'd been conceived on accident the night we won our 2nd world championship, but he definitely knew that once I'd found out I was pregnant, I had thought it was the best news of my life. Ivan and I had created a life, something that was both of us on one of the best nights of our lives. And 12 months later, when I ended up getting pregnant again, we had done it on purpose. It had only taken me years to figure out I could make everything work with the right person, and this idiot beside me, who hugged me and grabbed my ass at least a 12 times at the LC randomly throughout the day, who took care of me and motivated me and wanted the best for me every single day of my life, was it. And like he knew exactly what I was thinking, Ivan leaned over and kissed my temple, squeezing me to him even tighter.
"Mom, Danny just flicked me on the forehead,"
Tati wailed, totally blowing it out of proportion. Probably.
"I'm gonna kick his B-U-T-T.
"What's a B-U-T-T?
Danny asked a moment later. My mom turned around from where she was sitting next to Ben and shot me a smug look, and I knew exactly what she was thinking.
I was going to pay for all my sins with these three. And I wasn't even dreading it. This is Callie Dalton. We hope you have enjoyed this production of From Lukoff with Love, written by Mariana Zapata, performed by Callie Dalton and Teddy Hamilton. Text copyright 2018 by Mariana Zapata. Production copyright 2018 by Mariana Zapata. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.